9:35. Brought to you by Central Yamaha in Plano and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And now with this hour's Sporty Liner, here's Danny.
Well, you missed the last one.
Yeah, I know.
So should I double up?
Sure, go ahead.
Why don't you remember your book?
It's not my job.
Yeah, it kind of is.
No, it's kind of not. It's the job of promotions. Promotions did not handle it.
Well, this is two times in 2 weeks.
Well, that's their issue, not mine.
Well, we need to have a discussion.
No, we don't. That's the way it is, well, period.
First of all, don't forget Kevin Scott, Ben Rogers, Diamond Talk tonight at the Humperdinck's in Arlington following every weeknight home Rangers game. Oh, what? What, did I screw something up? Did I make a mistake?
Big Ben's not there tonight.
Oh, well, with more on that, here's Grego.
It's going to be me. Back to Danny.
Still on you. More information needed.
Well, go ahead. Finish it up.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
Well, it's going to be me and Kevin Scott doing Diamond Talk tonight from Humperdinck's. It's going to be us.
And you're going to be joining for every weeknight home game at Humperdinck's, Greg?
I'm not. Because that's Ben's job, but he can't make it tonight, and he asked me to fill in, and I'm going
to
do it.
Sounds to me like the Rangers are having a winning record, and you're trying to weasel your way back in.
Interesting.
No, that's not what I'm doing, but you know what? If I wanted to, I could.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And by the way, Ryan's is going to join us on the phone tonight. And if he doesn't call, we're going to call him.
It's the first step, Corby, for them retaking the show.
Wait till the sweep this weekend.
Oh, my God. If they sweep the Yankees, you'd wonder who's doing Diamond Talk next week?
In.
The hard line.
Hey, if we wanted to, we would.
Also, go meet Gordon Keith Saturday, which is tomorrow, at Team Bonner Chevrolet from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., where you can register to win ticket T-shirts and tons of prizes from Team Bonner, including a guided fishing trip with Rob Wilson, golf lessons from Class A teaching pro Don Bonner, and a free ride in a real tank from Tactical Tank.
Rob Wilson, one of the Beach Boys.
That's Team Bonner Chevrolet, 2900 South Eisenhower Parkway at 75 and Spur, 503 in Denison, tomorrow 3 to 5.
Denison?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well done, Danny. Well done. You'll be happy to know we have the 49ers out here now.
Good job. Good job.
All right, time for a little fun with Real Audio.
Fabulous.
And with more on that, here is Cobra.
Fabulous. Well, we have two items of intrigue here today. One contains six individual parts. The other is a standalone. We'll get to this one first, the standalone. And this is a classic Grego freakout. Unbeknownst to him, the other day, he decided that it'd be a good idea to ride his bicycle up to work. You know where we're going with this?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You know what we need to do? Let's listen to this audio after this segment, and let's get to the other stuff that we have, because we have so much in a limited amount of time, okay?
Okay. That's okay. No problem. All right. So let's move on to Robot Grego. And of course, we need to give an example for all our new listeners exactly what Robot Grego is. Go ahead and play the long version of Fry Street just to remind everyone it's where Grego is in normal speaking tone, and then he breaks into monotone Robot Grego just out of the blue.
Wimp?
Eight!
Yeah.
You know what? You know, the mayor and the police chief in Denton got rid of Fry Street. Maybe the mayor in Dallas and the police chief ought to get rid of this.
You just see the arms get stiff and start making chopping motions when he says that.
Fry Street.
Will that ever not be funny? That in particular one?
That is, for me, that's the King Robot Grego moment of all time.
Well, Grego, you've been on a roll lately.
Have I?
Yes.
Yeah, we got a lot of them here, so let's get to them.
Well, good. I'm totally right.
This is during the discussion of best sitcom songs, and we were talking about Mary Tyler Moore and the odd things that people in the 70s wore.
Hit it.
Number two, this is my favorite sitcom song of all time, without question.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
You might just make it after all.
Does this not reek of 1972 or whatever?
Wide lapels.
Who, you know who sings this, Craig?
Do I?
Yeah.
Did you hear me acknowledge it with a laugh, like, immediately afterwards?
With the wide lapel?
Yeah.
It's too bad that's covered up by Mary Tyler Moore music.
Could you not hear it?
No, we could hear it. You could hear it. I'm just saying it's Doesn't make for a very good drop.
Wide lapels.
You kidding me?
Wide lapels.
That's not that robotic, though.
What? You don't think that is?
No, that's pretty conversational.
I think that's just bad speaking on my part. That's all y'all doing, making fun of you. I can't talk very well.
No, we're not making fun of you. That's mean. All right, the next...
Yeah, y'all would never be mean.
We're just having fun with you.
Right.
Having fun.
See?
The next one is...
I want to tell you they're laughing with you, Greg.
I know, they're
not.
They're laughing at me, but what can I do? Kill them? That's an option.
Is when Mike and Greg are discussing the Cowboys stadium proposal.
I mean, by the time they come around to the, what do they call it in there? When they draft the agreement, they call it something in their proposal.
Let's execute the memorandum.
But it's a memorandum of something. that's not that robotic either.
Listen to it by itself.
Execute the memorandum.
It's just
no, I don't hear that. That is not that robotic. There's a little bit of inflection. There's too much inflection there. It's the Fry Street. There's no inflection whatsoever there.
Fry Street. Execute the memorandum.
Well, I just got a million emails on that, so I had to include it. And by the way, I didn't hear any of these. These are all from the P1s, Greg.
Oh, no, they hate me.
All right, the next one is you guys are talking about...
I'm trying to defend you here.
I noticed that. I do notice that. I appreciate it.
You guys were talking about the Grapettes and how they were out at a remote.
Well, the elusive Grapette has made its way out here, Grego.
Oh, man.
Look at it there.
I know it.
All purple and fizzing and bubbly. And
taunting good. You?
Yes, it is taunting me.
Talking to us.
Veiny.
That's right. Now that was right. Robotic.
Talking to us.
Even I'll admit that one.
Let's hear it.
Talking to us. Talking to us.
All right.
All right. The next one is...
I can't defend that.
No. And don't even try.
Talking to us.
But when you get a real one, you know it. It sure is funny.
Next one, you guys were talking, we're at Champs during the Cinco de Mayo celebration. Now, I'm wondering if everyone is out here because it's Cinco de Mayo, if they're just out here enjoying Champs. Do people know that it's Cinco de Mayo? Is that my job?
It's a quality bar, I know
well,
that.
Here's two pretty girls.
I love coming to Champs.
Girls?
I love coming to Champs, too. There's great boys.
Absolutely.
Great place to eat, great place to drink. I'm here a lot. Don't even try, Ron.
A Champs review by Robot Grego. Let's hear it.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
Pretty robotic.
And then at the end, I like it a lot.
A restaurant, great place to eat, great place to drink.
All right.
All right, the next two, I'm pretty sure that they're definite robots because I did hear these when they occurred. This is during our deal breaker talk where we were talking about whether or not what characteristic would make us force a breakup with a woman, and I know this is robotic.
You don't like the woman that likes to hear her head rattle?
No, I do not.
Small talk and chit-chat?
Right. Yeah, I think we all noticed that.
Small talk and chit-chat?
Listen and see if there's a laugh right afterwards. You don't like the woman that likes to hear her head rattle?
No, I do not.
Small talk and chit-chat?
Right.
Was that you, Danny, laughing?
Yeah, I did notice that one. I forgot. That's the one that I picked out. You don't like the woman that likes to hear her head rattle?
No, I do not.
Small talk and chit-chat?
Right.
Right.
All right, and then...
Small talk and chit-chat?
Yes, Greg.
And then we were talking about the new Jason Alexander show that's kind of a ripoff of Tony Kornheiser's life, the sports writer, from Pardon the Interruption.
Mm-hmm.
It's more going to be on his life, though.
Yeah, it's about his life.
It's about Tony Kornheiser. It's going to be more about him being a sports writer than working for that Pardon the Interruption and just his whole scene. Apparently, he's got a pretty weird family.
Well, what's so funny, Corby?
Just a little robot popped up.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You kind of, there was...
Where was it? There were several in there.
Yeah, that was a weird one because you started I think I have a middle one labeled actually in there, Psycho, because you started speaking normally. I broke these up into three parts.
Grego might have caught himself there.
No, you didn't cut these.
Yeah, I did. This is the one I did cut, Danny. The part in the interruption when I cut it. There's three of them in there.
Okay.
Do you see that, Psycho?
You going up?
You see it?
He sees it.
Okay.
Dang, yeah, we see it.
All right, we are a professional radio station.
Yeah, we
Not
are.
Not really.
Because if you listen to the original, listen to the original one.
That's right. I remember reading about this.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, it's
must be joking.
It's more going to be on his life, though.
Yeah, it's about his life.
It's about Tony Kornheiser. It's going to be more about him being a sports writer than working for that, pardon the interruption, and just
all
his
right,
whole
so
scene. It, apparently, he's...
I mean, you can tell when he definitely goes in to Robot. I mean, he starts speaking, and it's like, right when he says sports writer, the next sentence is just, like, fully robotic.
Okay.
Pardon the interruption. It's about Tony Kornheiser. It's going to be more about him being a sports writer than working for that, pardon the interruption.
That's got a little too much inflection in it, though.
Yeah, it does, but you know what? It's a perfect response for a previous
robot. Can I interject
robot.
Something here? Pardon the interruption.
Because that way he can interject and then apologize for interrupting.
Right.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
Oh, is it?
Pardon the interruption.
Oh, no problem, no problem. He interrupts with a champs review and then apologizes. We appreciate that.
Can I interject something here? Great place to eat, great place to drink. Pardon the interruption.
He has different pitches, you know.
Yeah.
You're really talented.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
All right, so are you going to go edit that?
Yeah.
Greco freak out?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is juicy.
All right, I guess we're going to hear that next here on The Ticket.
KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, are we ready to go with this?
I think we are.
Okay.
This happened earlier in the week.
Right, we were doing Fun with Real Audio a little while ago, and we just ran through a bunch of Robot Grego, but we've got something else here.
Right.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead,
Greg.
Pardon the interruption.
No problem. How long is it going to take for that to get old?
Never. All right, so Grego rode his bicycle up to work. And...
because he had it in his car and was at the gym and works out over here, so he rode it up.
Exactly. So he decided that it'd be a good idea to park it at his cubicle. Actually, at Craig Miller's cubicle.
Thinking that would fool us.
Right. Now, I didn't know that this had occurred, this mode of transportation had occurred. So Danny walks up to me with about 5 minutes left in the show and goes,
"Snag.
I don't know what we can do, but all I'm saying is Grego's bike is sitting at Craig Miller's cubicle."
I said, "I don't know what you can do."
Whatever.
But
don't
I will
try
arm
to throw
you with
me
this information.
Yeah, but
hey, I have nothing to do with this.
So I took the bike. And I hid it in the engineer's closet, which is, 40, 50 feet away, to where Grego wouldn't be able to find it when he was ready to leave the show. Dirty trick? Absolutely.
Easy prank? Yes.
Sure. But we wanted to have a nice, juicy Grego freakout. So I went and grabbed the mini disc, came back upstairs, had to go get it in my car, came back upstairs, the show ends, I'm hiding under my desk. I have the mini disc player rolling and just was going to see what happened. And it took...
It was 7 o'clock and 25 seconds.
Because I heard him... You couldn't hear it on the mini disc because he was too far away, but you heard him go, "Okay, all right, very funny, very funny." Then I heard him walk down the hall, and 15 seconds later, he had enough. The prank had lasted... 40 seconds before he just wanted no more of it. And this is what I heard as I was hiding under my desk.
Hang on. Psycho's got to find it.
Well, find it. You just edited it.
I know. Here we go.
All right. You look at my bike. Better give it back to me right now. This is not funny. I'm
not having your bike.
All right. Well, whoever took my bike, better give it back to me now.
And then he goes storming into the control room looking around.
And I was like, Corby, get his bike now.
So I go get his bike. He walked down somewhere else. I go get his bike, and I come back riding it. Like down the hallway. And Greg was like, give me my bike now. And I go, Greg, I'm just riding it around. No big deal. Not funny.
Greg was in a hurry. Didn't have time for that crap.
But I did hear you come look for me. But you didn't look very hard because you just looked to see if I was sitting at my desk.
See, well, it didn't occur to me that you'd be hiding underneath the desk.
So here's Grego again, walking back, freaking out.
All right, whoever took my bike, better give it back to me right now. This is not funny. I'm
not having my bike.
Whoever took my bike, better give it back to me now.
As he's wandering off.
He wanted no part of that.
Hey, it was a dirty, stupid little trick.
I'm embarrassed that it even tried to get pulled off. What a give up. What a bad joke.
Yeah. Hey.
The thing that I find most humorous about this, and then we can move on, is listen to actually what is being said, and then picture that coming out of the mouth of a frustrated 9-year-old.
Is that Danny that said?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know where your bike is.
Well, I don't care.
Find it. Somebody find my bike.
Jeez.
Is that a dirty trick?
Dirty.
Dirtier than putting a fish head in the bed?
Dirtier than handcuffing a CD to somebody?
Yeah.
Dirtier than that, but not dirtier than the fish head.
You think it's... What? Hiding the bike is dirtier than a handcuff?
Than handcuffing a CD to someone?
Yeah. Because he wasn't willing to play that out all the way.
Who?
Grego.
He did. He handcuffed...
Yeah, I know, but... You know, he wasn't going to let Danny go on stage with it like that.
Dirtier than duct taping a crunchy CD to my windshield with 5,000 strips of duct tape?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
The glue is still on there.
You know what our plan was for the last and final retaliatory measure for the crunchy CD? Was
I'm glad that's over with, by the way, Greg.
I am too. Was to litter your yard with about 1,000 Nestle Crunches. And then stick a boat antenna somehow from your chimney all the way up with the crunchy CD all the way at the top of the boat antenna with a big sign hanging down from your second story house that says crunchy. That would have been it for us. But we just...
Boy, and the payback on that would have been a real MF.
What did he tell you one time, Danny?
That I was going to show up at my house and ZZ Top was going to be playing that song in my living room. He didn't care if it cost $30,000. He was going to make that happen. I mean, what happens after that? I come home and my family's murdered.
Right.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I'm sorry about that, Greg. That
yeah,
Corby
it was
did
dirty.
That.
That was dirty. Okay. We won't do it again. All right, you want a colonial update?
Sure.
Well, Grego, you won't be happy to know that Justin Leonard is tied for the lead. Your sworn golf enemy. For some reason, you think he's a bad guy.
He is.
No, he's not a bad guy. Nothing wrong with Justin Leonard. He is tied. He shot a 64 today.
Didn't he always play pretty decent there anyway, though, Colonial?
I think he's finished second there, maybe once or twice. I know once.
Didn't he always play pretty well?
Yeah.
Isn't he always in the top 10 or something?
Yeah. Tied with him at the top is a guy that, if he wins, I'll blow my head off.
How'd the guy do that was leading yesterday? What was his name?
Craig Perks.
Yeah, how'd he do?
One over today. So he added like four over, then he battled back. So he's only a couple back. And J.L. Lewis is tied with Justin Leonard at the top. Then you got Robert Gomez, Jeff Maggart, and Steve Flesh all behind those guys. And I haven't heard any mention on the updates from anybody about Phil Mickelson or Davis Love I've heard Kenny Perry. I know he's only like three or four back, but did those guys, are they even make, or Sergio, who won last week, or David Toms, are they even going to make the cut, the big names in the field? I was pretty much talking to someone back there. Not me.
And we're trying to find that out here on the ticket, I guess.
I was told...
Totally on the ticket.
Yeah, I'll ask Kevin to stick around. He's, give me a second.
Oh, dear. Well, this Colonial Update brought to you by Cape Buffalo Grill.
Texas Tickets.
Well, is there nothing else you can talk about?
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead.
Great place to eat, great place to drink.
Oh.
Pardon the interruption. I'll tell you something we can talk about very quick hit if we need it. That the Flyers kept everything alive last night. Hitch is still alive. Overtime win against Tampa Bay.
I was just informed why Kevin Scott's not in here.
Dookie.
Justin just came in and busted him and said he's taking a growler.
I'm sure he appreciates you alerting the Metroplex.
Hey, it's not my fault. All right, what do you want to know?
All right,
who is?
Phil Mickelson, Davis Love, Sergio Garcia. Do you see their names anywhere?
Let's see. Phil Mickelson, Sergio Garcia, Davis Love. No. Davis Love the Three is tied for 43rd place.
Davis Love the Three.
I think he shot a 67 today.
Okay.
And there's some other people.
All right.
That did a lot of good things with
golf.
How
about Sergio and Phil Mickelson? Okay. Do you see them anywhere?
No, the sports predictor is back, so maybe he can find them.
Who's the sports predictor?
Captain Kevin Scott?
Dookie Scott.
Oh, no.
Man, I got tapped on the shoulder in the biggest of ways. I thought the segment would last a little bit longer. We're looking for Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
I can tell you that Hank Heaney is way the hell down there.
Okay.
He shot a second round 76 and finished 9 over.
Oh, dear.
Mike Weir, he finishes at 1 over after 2.
Has he ever won a tournament, Hank Heaney?
No.
Davis Love the Third shot a second round 67. He also is 1 over.
I found Mickelson. He's tied for 10th. Let's see.
How could you not see him up there?
Because I wasn't looking there.
Why have we not heard about that?
Yeah.
He only won the Masters a few weeks ago.
4 under today.
Why isn't he in every update?
Shot a 66, right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
David Faraday said since the Masters, he's put on like 15 pounds.
I heard that. You need to... I don't need to tell the update guys how to do their jobs back there at Colonial, but...
Uh-oh, here comes the golf guy.
I'm just saying, it's Phil Mickelson.
Snake.
He's the biggest name in that field. And if he's in the top 10 and shot a 66 today, what's he at right now? How many under is that?
3 under. You know, we could use somebody this weekend out there in Fort Worth if you'd like to drive out there.
You know what? I'll be out there anyway. I might as well just strap on a headset and start talking.
Why don't you?
Yeah.
Me and the sports craving would welcome that.
Hey.
What's up?
Tell you what.
What shift do you want?
If you do that, that's really going to cut into your Colonial socializing and drinking.
True.
The guy who won the Nelson last
week. Back out.
Sergio Garcia, second round 67. He's 1 under going into the weekend.
Okay, so the cut line looks to be at what? 2 over? 3 over?
The cut line is 3 over.
3 over.
Yes.
Isn't it funny how he turns into the golf guy when he thinks golf is not being reported properly by others?
You're damn right. You're damn right.
What, is Corby the golf director now?
I should be. I should be the president of golf at the ticket.
Wait till you don't have an e-news story ready next time.
Ooh. I detect tension.
Just say, listen, e-news, hey, that's click and print, man, okay? I don't claim to be ahead of the curve on that thing. But golf?
Once again, taking priority.
What was the big story
you
missed?
Taking priority over. I haven't figured it out.
Golf.
My growler.
Yeah, your growler. Were you sitting there listening to that?
I was washing my hands, walking out of the bathroom as you guys were talking about that.
And didn't I ask you to hang around and give a nice
Colonial
update?
That's what he said. He couldn't do it.
It wouldn't have taken as long, but I started laughing when Danny imitated Greco saying, gotcha, after he killed his family.
Oh,
all right, I guess that's our Colonial update for today,
right? Yes, it is.
Our look at the Colonial leaderboard.
Yes, it is.
All right, coming up next, some crazy stuff that you just won't believe.
Wait,
next here
no,
on the ticket.
We're doing the name game, right?